judgment, which occurs right at the very end of the whole process of the atonement. In one place, it's described as stating that what is false is false, and what is true has never changed. This is a judgment which ends the dream entirely. It basically is the pure expression of the atonement principle, namely that the separation never happened. Once one has accepted the third judgment, or the judgment of the Holy Spirit, and has identified with that, then God's final judgment is just kind of a wisp away. That's basically when the Course describes God as reaching down and lifting us back unto himself. That's God's last step. The crucial issue, however, is how we get from the first judgment, which is the ego's dream of judgment, to the third judgment, which is the Holy Spirit's perception that everything, again, is either an expression of love or a call for love.